everybody. Well, this is our Friday night show, BBS NO2, Creation Lightship Healing, and this is our paranormal night. So if you're wondering what day it is, Friday, and it's December 2nd, 2016. Got some twos in there. Lots of twos. Let's clear the date for everybody. It's the date is quartered you. And on a first clear date of today, and up on a Friday, but it'll be the day's date, 12-2, and I'll go back to, well, let's see. I'm going to go back to 2001. Because maybe still suffering if you're back in New York or back east with the 9/11 stuff. I'm going to clear that date of 2001. So here we go, releasing the energy from you back then, 15 years ago. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's heavy. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Hey, I will clear today's date. 2016. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. Bring in peace energy to them so they'll come to you. They'll be having peace energy radiating through them to you. Peace and being in the present moment. Oh, stronger, 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 and stronger. And now we're going to bring up an energy that you need to think of, one of your dramas, traumas that you got to think about, because all these things happen in darkness where you're thinking. Well, think of that one particular situation, and we'll clear away mind energy, the timeline, whatever you want to call it. There's different ways to look at it, the negativity from that. Bring it up, you clear it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There we go. Okay, we'll bring our co-host on. Are you out there, Kathy?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I'm here. Hello, everyone. It's Friday night, and as Ron said, it's December 2nd, 2016, and he cleared the energetic factors off of those dates, the numbers, and the day. And we thank you for that, Ron. And for those of us who have a natal barcode removal healing online at creationlightship.com, Ron's website, you can do that yourself every day. Clear the dates, the energies, the day. All those have energy to them, and it's attached to us, and they're also used as tracking numbers. So it feels good to have that off again. And also, if you're looking for the light beams, we're on Station 2 BBS Radio, Friday night, 7 p.m. Pacific time. And on Station 2 and Station 1, when we're on that station, Ron has had on the BBS website pictures of the light beams. So you don't need to look too far if you're online on the BBS radio site for Creation Lightship Healing. There are some light beams already on there. Also, there is the link to our fast chat form. It's a fast chat feedback form where you can communicate with Ron during the program, and it will go anonymously to the inbox we have in Yahoo. You can also write to Ron at CLS Questions. Our email address is clsquestions@yahoo.com. And Ron would always like to hear from you regarding how you feel, how you're doing on the healings, and if you have any questions about the healings. And although tonight is our paranormal night, Ron says, Friday night, some of the questions are more suitable for the healing highway that we received in the inbox today, Ron. So I might save those questions for Monday when you and Elizabeth get on the healing highway program, and then just read the more paranormal ones tonight, if that's all right.
Sure.
Okay, so Ron, maybe back over to you for anything you'd like to ask or any announcements you have.
Well, tomorrow is our four-hour call. That starts 1 o'clock Pacific, and then we do the call on Sunday, and that starts at 10 o'clock Pacific, so that'll be the start of our three consecutive Sunday calls. Then we have the pin call coming up. That'll be after the BBS radio program. And that will be on, let me think here. I think the 10th, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct or not?
Yeah, that's the 10th is the pin removal at 11 a.m. for 2 hours.
And then we have on the 19th the body organ restoration. So did that last year, and or this year, I mean. And there was a very nice call. We'll be sending out information on it. And I think we went through about a dozen body organs on that, if I'm not mistaken. And we also allowed you to input your own. So we'll be working with that, maybe talking more about that maybe next Friday. Unless you have more input that you want to talk about now, Kathy. And you want to talk about that call?
Remember it. Yes, I remember it vividly. It was held in June, the end of June, and it was 3 hours, I remember. But it was a more special, different kind of a healing call because, as you explained it, it really accelerates the transformation of our bodies. It's part of the purification process for ascension. That's why we're doing these conference calls. We want to catch them because of the heavy densities that are released far and above, you know, just maybe any of the, these are not offered online. You can't really do this online. Ron works with us one-on-one in the light beams to clear us out and examine us like a doctor would. And so when that happened, when we had the call, there was a tremendous amount of healing, and people just were very receptive to it, and there was a lot of fantastic feedback about it, how much lighter everyone felt, Ron. I remember that so well. And you had sent out an email that listed the main internal vital body organs that we're going to be focusing on. And that was very helpful for our preparation so we could understand, you know, just a little bit about what's going to take place. But if I remember correctly, it was part of the preparation was to understand what was going on and to know that the main thing was to not really be doing anything during this particular conference call and to be connected with you on the phone, that it really wasn't going to be an absentee sort of call. And I suppose that's the same this time. Is that correct, Ron? Oh, perhaps Ron got disconnected. BBS Radio, if you can hear me, I believe
I'm
Ron
here.
Got... Oh, okay. I was just asking you, Ron, if...
I don't want anybody to be absentee on it because it's not going to work as well. And you must have at least, I think, your emotional clearing done underneath your belt, so your whole lifetime emotional clearing. And then from there, you know, just call in early and get all your waters ready. Do it, and it'll be just a wonderful call. And we're sending out, like Kathy said, if you're interested in extra stuff that you may want to have, you know, worked on stuff, you know, body organs or whatever, and I'll give you time to do that during that call. And I'd like to know if anybody felt when we did some last Sunday on the call that we had, the long 8-hour call, hitters, if you remember when we did the timeline crashes for the 5-pointed star and the 6-pointed star and different things, on energies, if any of you could feel a change, maybe you can send us something now so we can kind of talk about that. Because that was quite something. A lot of energy got released. So if you can remember back that far, moment, and, you know, you just go with the flow and you feel better and want to look in your past. But if you do remember something that really happened when you got the stuff released off of you, it would be wonderful. Just send us something right now. Plus questions at Yahoo. Out of the deities too. A lot of stuff there that got released, taking away the 12 source energies from them. I'll do one tonight. I want to release the 12 source energies from our oxygen that we're breathing here, because you have the alien oxygen clearing on the website, which is a great help, but still have regular oxygen here that they're probably attaching to us. So everybody breathes, so that's one of the major things that we have here is breathing, taking in oxygen. So let's take away the 12 source energies from that. So here we go. The first one, order as we sometimes bring in the 12 source energies, whatever one is coming forward to be released. So here we go. The first one, out to 10 to release it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Got to do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. That feels pretty good. Okay, the second source energy. At energy from the oxygen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. This one needs more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. That feels good. Number 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. That feels good there. So I think we're on number 4. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. You're going to keep track for me. So number 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. It feels like they're putting some type of film on the oxygen to kind of smother us. It could prevent us from having healings, especially in the lungs. Number 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. That one's released. Number 6. Force energy being released from the oxygen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Okay, number 7.
7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Okay, number 8, I think. Is that right?
Number 8.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Okay, number 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 30. I can feel the oxygen changing right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. For me, it feels like your skin is breathing now. Before it was like through your nose and your mouth. Okay, number 10, I believe. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. number 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. There we go. Oh, if anybody felt anything, please send us a little testimonial, quick, fast email, clsquestions at Yahoo. So, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, yes, you heard Ronnie. Would like to hear from you how you feel right now. And okay, I feel a little lightheaded, Ron. Just warning you. But we'll carry on here. That was really great. Felt like a nice oxygen infusion. Obviously, I've been sorely lacking. So everyone, take a deep breath and enjoy that nice oxygen. Thank you so much. It really feels fresh, refreshing.
Yeah, it does.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let me pull myself together here.
This is a planetary clearing, so if you hear this on an archive, you probably won't feel much energy on it because it's already done.
Oh, great. It's done? It's done for everyone. Wow. Okay, so it's complete. Oh, boy. That's great. Well, everyone just probably ought to check in with themselves and see how we feel and notice any difference maybe now or in a few minutes from now. Breathe deep and enjoy this. Quite a bonus. So, okay, Ron, well, maybe we'll get to our paranormal questions that have come into the inbox for you. And this one here is regarding a news story. Someone saw a news clip of someone, a mother, who was missing in California. And she noticed this story was right after you had announced that the first clones were being taken away in California. And so she wanted your opinion on this story. How it goes very briefly is that she was missing, reported missing, and then a few days later she was found with bruises and chain marks around her neck and her hair all cut off. So she's wondering how this mom got away, or did she just get sent back? Any insight on that, Ron? Are you able to actually, I mean, this is a person you don't even know. Can you tell what might have happened?
Well, it feels like she was sent back or brought back or something. That's about all that I have on it.
Okay, well, yeah, it's probably what the listener felt, too, because she did ask, did they just send her back? So, but it sounds like it was a kind of a trauma for the poor clone mom. And now she has one more clone question. She says, Ron, you were letting the aliens take the clones at first, and then you said you were keeping them, and now you're terminating them with the last battle. Were they put here by different ET races to collect data just to spy on us? Over to you.
Okay, so I'll go back in time here. So what happened, first of all, over a year ago, we were hunting down, I had approximately maybe 13, 16 different alien races that wanted to come to hunt down the people that were doing bad things to the planet. These were not necessarily two-legged beings. The birds were, okay, but a lot of them were ones, a different animal species that were here. That was maybe destroyed by the humans. They came back on a suicide mission to help get rid of these people, these physical people. And they could also have, the physical people could have the shapeshifters in them. So they were hunting these people down because they were trying to escape from here. So that was probably back in last October thereabouts, I believe. Well, now we're like a year from that, okay? So what's happened more recently, maybe a couple weeks ago, I guess, month ago or whatever, I've been just so busy the last months here, is that the clones now, let's see, it first started in Antarctica. That was maybe a couple months ago, I'm guessing. These clone physical people, again, were trying to escape, much like the ones that were here, we'll just say a year ago, that were hunting down. So there's more of them trying to flee. So, you know, we went into Antarctica where they were trying to escape from, and we got them. That's the physical people. Now what you have is the clones. So I believe the Orions, I believe, came because they have maybe the ones that maybe pre-engineered everything for cloning, and it had some of their DNA in all the clones. They wanted to take, you know, maybe what they thought was their relatives away. So they came, and all of a sudden I saw all these ships coming initially, and they wanted to gather the clones. So they gave me some kind of declaration of, like, clone removal or clone, some word that I used. It'd be like an abduction, retrieval, declaration of clone retrieval, something like that. And it was like 6 pages long, I believe, with a cover letter.
Ron, I think you might have muted yourself.
Oh, boy. Yeah, the phone went on mute. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. You were just saying that there was a 63-page cover letter for clone removal.
That's very interesting. The phone went on mute automatically.
Oh, by itself.
Itself, yeah, who knows, you know?
Uh-huh.
So, this is a paranormal night, so who knows?
Yes.
So anyway, so the cover, so they, let's see, the cover letter, then from there, I didn't want them to take all the clones away because they said that they would treat them very well and they're only going to live for like 5 or 6 years anyway. And they wanted to treat them nice to become slaves. Well, that didn't sound too right with me after I thought about them taking all these clones away. So I said, no, you can't have them. But then we got them, and I had to figure out what to do with them, so I basically put them to sleep, and they went into quarantine. And we'll decide what to do with them at some point, but right now they were all taken. And we still started finding more and more of them. And from there, the main thing that happened, I guess, last week is that there was more of them trying to leave. So we got rid of the ones that they were working with, the Orions, we'll call them. And then from there, a new batch was leaving. So that was like 35 ships came to take these dirty deed people away, the clone replicas. And so we terminated them because these are the ones that are the awful ones that are here. You know, the ones that, you know, while they're hiding out, waiting to leave on last alien ship out of here to go do their dirty deeds somewhere else. So they got terminated, and there's also like 15 ships in Antarctica, so that got terminated too. That's the newest thing on that. Hopefully there's no more left. And the ones that are here will probably, like we always say, we're still hunting down clone bases. So they're going to start having a more difficult time looking more physical. So hopefully they'll start falling apart. Anyway, that's kind of the story of that. So what was the question now? I wanted to kind of give some perspective for new people.
Well, they were wondering if they were put here by the different ET races to collect data or just to spy on us.
It could be all of that.
Mm-hmm.
It could be the ones were here to spy. But remember, they have this technology that that the governments have. They have the spy ball. I mentioned that. I was able to get that from the CIA probably 10 years ago. The first one was the size of like a grapefruit, a large orange, a grapefruit, you know, and it had cameras on it, and it was invisible and could float around a room and look at you and listen to you, wouldn't know it was there. And the new one now is the size of a golf ball, and may have even newer technologies. The first one, I'm guessing, I'll just say it was maybe in 95, probably. Could have been earlier than that. Maybe they decided not to use it in 95, thereabouts. And the newer one that I saw, it had been about 10, 15 years after that.
Wow.
So, anyways, so as far as them spying on us, we don't really need them spying on us. We can already be spied upon. There's so much technology out there that the aliens have that they don't really need something down here as a ground crew to do that, although that could be a possibility.
Okay.
So, you know, interesting, the Russians have a lot of humans there. We're here in the States. That's all I can talk about that I see. There's major clones, but in Russia there seems to be a lot of people, a lot of human beings there still. Anyway, back to you.
Okay, good to know. And thank you, listener, for that question. That was good information that came forth from Ron. And I think we're updated now. We can always talk about it at the next Paranormal Friday if there's more to say. And, Ron, while you were speaking, I've been watching the inbox, and three responses came in from listeners to your request about the 12-source energy, alien oxygen energy that you removed. And so here's the first one. She writes, I feel a much deeper breath as if my lung capacity has increased. I feel more alert and present. So she's breathing deeper. I hope everyone is. Next one. The next one. At first, it felt like a bit of a burn in my throat and down towards my lungs, which cleared. Then I just felt like I could go to sleep when you did that. It's so, so relaxing. Yeah, because oxygen will make us feel relaxed. And someone else said, yes, the air is so clean. It's different. And it's lovely. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's kind of like if they had a balloon in your lungs.
Oh.
So you could only take in maybe a one-third of your breath because this energetic balloon was there. So you're not getting a deep breath, plus whatever they were doing to the oxygen, you know, to make it so it wasn't compatible to you. Back to you.
Well, I'm really enjoying this oxygen, Ron. I feel alert yet relaxed at the same time. So I'll carry on. Next email. This is in reference to one of the past shows you did recently when you were discussing some films that are out now. And someone wrote in, it's called My Solaris Story. She remembers the movie Solaris. She has an experience to share where she went out with a friend. They accepted free tickets to see Solaris. After the movie, they crossed the street to look into a handbag shop, and she walked into an illusionary window display. She laughed it off, but the next day realized she had broken her nose. About four blocks later, that same night, out of the clear blue, the friend she was with fell flat on her face and bruised herself badly. I don't know, she writes, if Solaris had anything to do with our misfortunes that night, but it was a weird night indeed. Was that a paranormal experience they had, Ron? Two accidents in the same night after seeing that film?
It could happen. You could be put on those timelines. So, you know, whatever you remember, that's how we have a media clearing. So if you do get involved with something, you could be put into that timeline, and you may think you're one of those people playing in it. Because there are people who really get involved with movies. I'm not saying this person did, but they really get involved with it, and then their emotions run away, and then you're really stuck into that timeline, and that timeline could influence your life. So there's a movie, I'll switch gears here. There's a movie called, and it's on YouTube, and it's called Time Travel, and then it says full HD 1080. And it's after that it says, "What our government knows and hides." And it's a documentary in 2016. So you might want to look. I saw the first 11 minutes on it. It looked pretty good. It was called, you could just probably punch in Time Travel, What Our Government Knows and Hides. And it's a documentary in 2016. Oh, we'll just see if anybody wants to watch that. It seemed pretty interesting. They're talking about how the CIA went back in time to this gentleman, wrote a book about time travel or something in 2005, and they went back to his previous life and had a meeting with him, and that's kind of where it stopped, where I had to get off the office because I had to do the conference call. But anyway, I don't know if they'll talk about the spy ball or not, but they were, in a sense, referring to something where they could actually view somebody like on a monitor screen and follow them through their life. Oh, anyway, thank you, Alien.
Well, that's not even fiction. It's a documentary, okay?
you may be interested in that. I'm going to watch it, see what it's about, too. Just to, curious. Oh, back to you.
All right, back to the inbox, Ron. This listener would like to know your opinion on what people may seem to be doing when they talk to you. Do they cord you to blank out your mind so you don't have anything to say in return? It seems like one can dominate like this.
Okay, so what I think they're saying is that when somebody starts to talk to you, how do they affect you or what can they do to you? Well, yeah, they could cord you when they're talking to you. Why are they talking to you to begin with, okay? That's the first thing. What do they see in you that they want to get? So I would kind of look at it. And then they're going to probably talk about stuff that's kind of common between you and them, I would think. And so they could be putting you on their timeline. Remember, you have to be careful of the timelines as they put you onto something. So you could be shown a timeline. They could give you a mind projection of what they're talking about. You probably have all had that. No, it's a real simple thing. If I say, well, what do you think of Paris right now? No, you're going to probably think of the Eiffel Tower from movies that you've seen unless you've been there physically and you saw it. So all of a sudden, what comes up from your mind is a program of what you have seen in the past, maybe your past memories of what Paris would be. Maybe it's something else, but I bet you probably most of the people listening right now would think of the Eiffel Tower. You know, if I talk about a president, right away you're going to probably think of that president, whoever it is, and how you saw them on TV and what they did. But you do have a picture, and that puts you onto that timeline. That's why, like, when we started the program today, you know, first part of the BBS show that we did here, you have to remember that I started clearing away today's date in 2001. So right away, you would have all the trauma from 9/11, you know, that happened a few months previous, okay? Because that would still be floating around and it'd be on the news if you listen to the news a lot. And, you know, that'd be the main story for all the different news agencies, you know? So right away, you're contaminated from that for all those, maybe it could even be a couple of years, I don't know. Going back to New York and hearing people, they have the, you know, the T-shirts, you know, something like, you know, we'll never forget this or something like that, you know. Jeez, you know, how awful. You've recycled that energy over and over and over again. Anyway, that's what happens with timeline. Somebody talks to you about something and you're on that timeline. Well, can they cord you? Yeah, you're probably on that timeline with them. Now, if they have a story about the timeline or a story about an event, now, then at that point, you're going to be thinking about that, and it could be giving you mind energy, and you could be seeing what they're thinking of, and you're on that timeline. You get off of it. Well, you may think you're off of it, but you're still on it. Anyway, I guess, does that answer the question, you think, Kathy?
Let's see. Well, they were asking about blanking out your mind. Maybe the person saying they couldn't respond like they wanted to.
Well, yeah, it's possible. Maybe they, you know, if that happened to somebody, you know, and somebody's talking to you and your mind went dead, well, it's possible maybe they're trying to steal you onto that timeline. So, you know, anything could happen. Oh, it could be a great experience for you if you want to be in that timeline, or it could be really dreadful. As far as blanking your mind out, I don't know if that's, you know, everything is possible, but, you know, I can't say that happens to everybody. I do know that the checkout counters have some kind of weird stuff going on. You go to a checkout counter, so you got to be kind of careful of that. That's probably a major abduction point to have yourself checked out and having new programs put into you as you're standing still waiting to get waited on by the cashier. So anyway, back to you.
Okay, Ron. Well, that's great. While you were speaking, two more wonderful testimonials came in about that alien oxygen source energy removal you did a few minutes ago. I guess people, listeners, are starting to notice the feelings and the difference. So this one listener writes, yes, I can feel a huge difference. I was yawning and sighing, and my body tingled halfway through the oxygen clearing. My space feels clear, and my nose is happy. I can breathe with ease. Wow. That's great. Here's another one. Report on the oxygen clearing. Ron, I can feel clean oxygen in lower lungs. Blood cells are receiving clean oxygen. It's very enlivening. Did I say that right? Yes. I think she wrote very enlivening. And vision has improved. The lungs are moving with more ease, and the diaphragm is more flexible. So she really noticed a physical change there, Ron. That's great. So everyone, keep breathing that wonderful clean air.
I'm going to do another clearing. How's our time doing here? Yeah, I can do this. I'm going to do one for our skin. So remember, you're probably dealing with, you know, the reason why you shower is, you know, besides body odor, you get stuff on your skin. So we could have this, this crappy oxygen attached to our skin. And it could be a different type of oxygen where they want to contaminate our skin. So I'm gonna in our pores. So I'm gonna clear that away. We'll just see what happens here. On the website, it'd be sort of like the oxygen clearing that we have. We have different colors, so we'll just assume that this is like a different color oxygen that only is resonating to our skin. So it'd be interesting within maybe the next week. Maybe you have some blemishes or something, you know, you just have these things as you have them, and maybe it's because this oxygen priming you, you know, and you're creating these blemishes. We'll just keep it at that or whatever it could be. So here we go. Let's release this from your skin, the oxygen that's somehow they're corded to you, to, you know, energetically attaching to you. Your skin some way through the, I'll just say the air, okay? So it'll be the air harming your skin, and we'll take away the 12 source energies from that. So here we go. First one, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. Okay, that one's released. Number two, source energy, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. Okay, number three, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10. Oh boy. 2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. Number four, force energy being released from your skin, that connection that they use to connect to your skin. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. Oh boy, okay, number 5. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. Okay, number six, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. Number seven, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30. Excuse me. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. Number 8. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. Number 9, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. Number 10, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. Number 11, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. Last one, number 12, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. Hey everybody, send us your testimonials, see how you're feeling. Well, Kathy, are you still there?
Yes, I'm looking at my skin. I want to look at it before and then look at it tomorrow for after. See if there's any changes. So Ron just cleared the 12th source energy oxygen, alien oxygen, that was corded to our skin through the air. About 20 minutes ago, he cleared the alien oxygen, 12 source energies attachment, from the air around us. So, Ron, would you repeat, please, if it would have been necessary for a listener to hear this live or on the archive for it to be effective?
No, it's already done. This is a planetary clearing. It's getting rid of the energies, releasing them that are here. They're just a byproduct from the creation of the planet itself. And so what we just found more recently is that the aliens were using this energy as a conduit to connect to us some way. So by releasing that energy that they're using to connect to us in these two different fashions, one for the lungs, one for your skin, you should feel better. So anyway, it's just harmful stuff that they're doing, and we kind of found out a way that they're connecting to us, unfortunately, using the 12 source energy that you would never even expect it would be doing. But remember, they're very sneaky. Well, back to you.
Okay, and Ron has asked listeners who to report to him any responses they may have, if any changes on their skin, anything change on their face, hands, or any marks they might have had that were removed or lightened or anything like that. Ron, so people are feeling things, and you got another testimony, and this listener writes that the air where I am inside, no windows open, feels different, cool and clear. I feel like I'm getting more oxygen with every breath. That's fantastic. And I feel that same way, too. I've no windows open. I'm in an office, but yet I feel like I'm sort of in a more natural setting with fresh air. So that's fantastic. And Ron, what you just said about the healings working, whether they were listening or not, is probably going to be very reassuring to those who weren't able to tune in on time or missed the show altogether. Yeah. So this was a benefit to the planet. And what a bonus. What a gift. So please continue to send in, Ron, your feedback, your responses through the fast chat on BBS Radio or through clsquestions@yahoo.com. And also, if you're not on Ron's email list, you'll want to get on that to receive the upcoming announcements he's going to have for the all the intensives he holds, the upcoming second body organ restoration conference call we talked about earlier. That's going to be on the 19th. That email has not been sent yet, but if you want to receive it and read more about it, you'll want to get on the email list, which is available through his website, creationlightship.com, over on the right side. And then you'll be informed. Okay, so let's see, Ron. Someone's asking if there is any, how is the Earth doing? Is the Earth in alignment? In alignment is a reminder.
It's doing fine. And what we're actually doing with the 12 source energies, we're dismantling the matrix. So we're taking different pieces out of the matrix. And once they're out, you know, they're not going to be put back in again because the aliens have nothing to attach to, because they're attaching to the 12 source energies to get to you. That's what it is, because the energies aren't being used by us or by anything, and they found a way to connect as it resonates to us, just be it outside of ourselves, all around us. It's always there. So as we start taking it away, as it connects to us in different locations, then all of a sudden you can start feeling better. So we're handling the matrix. That's what we're doing here. I don't know how long it's going to take, but each time you do a clearing on yourself, you're just handling the matrix too, because you're cleaning up those energetic bodies that they put into you. The Earth gave you these bodies, but that's because you needed them so you wouldn't be killed by the darkness. You start realizing what the aliens have done to you, it's not a good thing. But, we have some remedies here to help you out. So, back to you.
Yes, and one of the remedies Ron suggested at the beginning of the show when he announced the body organ restoration conference call coming up on the 19th of December is that the prerequisite for that conference call is the emotional whole life online clearing. And that's an important one to have. It just clears out so much emotional gunk so that the spirit can help settle into our body as Ron releases more densities. And Ron, a listener just wrote in something about the emotional healing. She says, I felt immense relief when I did the emotional clearing and also other whole life clearings and barcode removals all online. And then she also uses the alien oxygen removal clearing, which is one of the free clearings on Ron's website. She has it running all day on spirit integration for 6,000 minutes. So she just adds a zero to the default 600 number. That's a great idea. All the free healings will help you, and you'll be better prepared for the benefits of the second body organ restoration conference call. And another listener response testimony, Ron, that she wanted you to know about the emotional clearing. Oh, this is for the creativity clearing. She says she recently ran the creativity clearing, which is another whole life online clearing Ron offers. She ran it for both emotional and mental creativity. It has two parts to it, emotional and mental. She now feels much calmer and a deeper sense of inner peace and an ease at being in the moment, which is where true creativity happens. She recommends this clearing highly. It's a great one for artists, writers, or musicians, or anyone wishing to have a more peaceful daily experience. And I think that's great that she wrote that. We don't hear too much about people's experience with the creativity clearing. It did come out. You did talk about it a few years ago, but not too much since.
The clearing, if you type in creativity, it probably won't come up under the search. So you have to type in, I think it's under the advanced section. So when you go into the different clearings, it's under the advanced whole lifetime, I believe. And then it'll be listed there. Oh, anyway, just information I was looking for today, and that's how I was able to find it.
Oh.
Thank you.
Okay, good. Well, while we're on the subject of the emotional clearing, just a quick question came in. Someone wanted to know if, Ron, if the emotional clearing will also clear out their more suppressed emotions.
It'll clear out what? Well, okay. It will clear out what you have experienced in this lifetime. Remember, once it pops up, like Pop Goes the Weasel, now it's in your life experience. Doesn't, you know, you may only have had it one time happen to you, but it's still there. So it should clear that out. But what's below the iceberg, we'll say, that's still hidden in you, if you don't wake it up, then you're okay. You don't have to worry about it. But that's why people get the unlimited version, so that if those things do get awakened in you that you've never experienced, but now somebody else brought you into their timeline and they had all these other experiences going on, now you're going to be waking up the energy inside of you that you never even thought you had. So that's why you want to stay current and up to date with your clearing. So that's why you get the unlimited. So in a sense, it's sort of like you clear your whole life out, we'll say, and you feel great. And what you experienced, up to that point is released from you, we'll just say, making it very simple. So now, let's just say that you were afraid to go on an airplane, and you were afraid to do bungee jumping, and you're afraid to jump out of an airplane. So that was your life, up to the age of 50. You just trembled. So now you get your emotional clearing, and you go, wow, I feel great now. And now a friend of yours says, why don't we go bungee jumping, and why don't you go jumping out of an airplane and stuff? Well, that's a new experience for you, okay? Now, that's another emotion that you never even wanted to go into because you had it all cleared out. Maybe you fell down a little hill or something, and you thought that was bad, so you didn't want to do anything like that. But now once you get that emotional stuff cleared out of you, now you can start over again. all of a sudden somebody comes to you and they say, okay, let's go bungee jumping. And before you would have been like petrified. Now that fear is taken away from you in a sense because the emotional clearing can go into the other bodies too somewhat to help you out. That's why the emotional clearing does so much for you. The other ones are just there in case you have an add-on of other situations. Now you go out bungee jumping, and for some reason you had a problem and, you know, whatever. And so now you're dealing with more anxiety and stuff, and, you know, you're definitely emotional about it because maybe you saw somebody after you went out and you had your great experience, maybe the bungee cord broke on somebody else after you using the same cord that you used. And so now you're petrified. Well, that's a whole new life experience. But your friend brought you into it, okay? And maybe something happened jumping out of an airplane, you know, who knows? You know? Anyway, that's what it is. Is you have a, like a brand new life starting over again. And you can get emotions from that, from other people, because they're bringing you now into their life experience. Like I say, if you do like the emotional clearing and you're fortunate enough to not listen to TV or the radio when you move out into the boonies and you're able, you know, to maybe go on the internet because you have a little house and you can get UPS and you can get your food that way or whatever, but you're not talking to people, then you could be probably cleared for life for your whole life. But you're not interacting and you're still living. And then you're with energies that really don't have emotions. You know, trees don't have emotions, typically, unless they get chopped down or something. You know, they do suffer that. You know, I won't get into that. But typically, you know, you're out, you know, with the rocks and the grass and everything else around you and the little birdies and chipmunks and the frogs and the crickets. And it's just a wonderful experience for you. And you're not seeing people to bring you into their dramas and traumas. Oh, if you're a person like that, then yeah, you're going to be happy for your whole life. Oh, you meet people, and they'll put you into their timelines. So, back to you.
Ron, someone was wondering, for the clearings you did tonight, the alien oxygen quarter to our skin, and the alien oxygen around us, releasing the 12 source energies on both those things. Is there anything that you could suggest for a follow-up that we could do to kind of keep that nice, keep that feeling, keep that clean feeling, fresh air?
Oh, it's already here.
Okay.
Yeah, don't try to look at it. Don't try to improve it. That energy is out of here. Oh, you shouldn't. You shouldn't be able to. You know, you've been there, done that. Don't look back, and don't try to investigate what happened or anything else. Just know that it's done, it's over with, and move on.
And just enjoy it, because people are enjoying that. You did get another couple of nice responses from listeners, who one with listener says that the. Just the skin oxygen clearing you did was very powerful, and she'd been yawning all through that oxygen clearing of the skin.
Right.
And another person wrote that their skin is now moving in and out as I breathe. She writes, the lymphatic system is moving as I breathe, even though I am sitting in a chair. There's less stress with this core type of movement from the breath and lymphatic system. So some great observations. People are really getting tuned in and feeling the difference. So, Ron, are you saying we're always going to feel this way? We'll just accept this as a new normal?
Yeah, remember, right now you're seeing the change. From going from duality into the now. Remember, the matrix is in duality. Right now, you're in the now, out that stuff attached to you, and it won't come back. So you will probably maybe go through a couple changes as your memory and go back into the past, unfortunately. But hopefully, you know, you wake up tomorrow morning, since we have a program that we have right now that's in the evening. So our BBS show is in the evening for most people. And as you wake up tomorrow, what you experience now will be will be the way it's supposed to be for you. It should be your new norm. And you're not going to really be jumping up and down saying how great it is, because it's already here. You're living in new energetic system, a new energy system that's attached to your body, but differently. So we got rid of some of the, if you could call it, energetic cords from that. They got released from you and everybody else on the planet. You'll start to feel to be better, but, you know, I'd say after a week, you're not going to know anything about what happened, as you're living in new reality, and part of that matrix is being taken down, and you're not going to go back to it. It doesn't exist anymore. We took away, does not exist. And now you're just sampling to see how you're feeling from your old to the new. And, by the time you wake up tomorrow, you won't even really probably recognize that you were in darkness, because that's the way source energy works. There's no memory of it, and it'll take away your memory of whatever has been going on with you. Back to you.
Well, that sounds like very welcome, a very welcome change, and much appreciated, and a lifetime of great oxygen. We can all use that. So that's a fantastic gift and quite a blessing to us, Ron. I'm sure all the listeners, I'm speaking on behalf of everyone, and I really can't say enough. With only just a few minutes left, Ron, I just want to let the listeners know that those of you who sent in questions this last week for tonight, I'm afraid I couldn't get to everything because we had a lot of healing tonight, but there is another BBS radio show tonight on this station, too, at 7 p.m. Pacific time, and the next co-host will pick up the last questions that I couldn't get to. And there's just another quick question here, Ron. Maybe I could address it in the last minute here. And someone just wants to know, yes or no, can they use the 12 source energy? Can they timeline crash their 12 source energies for issues? In other words, like you did, can they do that on the timeline crash to remove physical and other situations for their individual selves?
The 12 source energies, no.
Okay.
You can't use the 12 source energies to release anything on the website. If you added it into a box, it would not work, because you can't connect to it. Oh, let's do the mind of heart drop. Oh, here we go. You command your spirit out loud. You got to wake it up. So you say out loud, now command my spirit. Oh, it has your attention. Okay. And you say, to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And you either count 3, 2, 1, or go from 10. Either way, it works. Your newbie, do the 10. And then after a week or so, you know, you can go probably 3, 2, 1. But here we go. Long version. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, blessings, thank you, and send in your testimonials on how you're feeling right now, if you can, so we'll pick it up tomorrow night. Go to the Lightship and have a birthday party for the December babies. So bye, everybody. Thank you.